KB4 CBA Mobile.
CBA KN4 VWA. What's up, Dave?
Steve, I haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays. What have you been up to?
I've had a couple of medical issues that kept me kind of off the beaten track, shall we say, for a little while. But I'm back.
You sound like the guy on Independence Day. He's getting ready to blow the alien ship up. He said, "Hey, boys, I'm back." Oh, me. And he had some other choice words to say, too. But anyway, we won't get into that. Well, so you're on the mend and back in circulation.
That song that old Gene Autry sang, "I'm back in the saddle again."
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that. Country music was never my thing, and but anyway, I kind of like some of it now. I like the rock and country music, but I just don't like the twangy stuff. But you know, that's why we have vanilla and chocolate. You know, not everybody likes the same thing.
What do you mean? I don't really care for a lot of the twangy wangy and my divorce stuff either. But you know, Gene Autry, he was more classified as Western swing from back in the 30s and such. He was good. I'm getting back real fast. I've still got some doctors to satisfy, but hey, we're getting there.
Well, you know, at our age, you know, it's kind of just an ongoing thing. You kind of just leap from one thing to another. And right now I am struggling with my CPAP machine. I have nasal pillows and the thing that goes over your nose and your mouth. If they made a mask that just blew in my mouth and not my nose, I'd be okay, but they don't make anything like that. So, and I take, like Claritin D to help, it's supposed to help keep my nose from stopping up, but it does anyway. So I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm really frustrated. It looks like I'm going to have that implant surgery and see if that works.
I don't know how that goes. I'm not the guinea pig. I know two people that have had it done, and that so far that thing is batting 500. One of them it worked out okay, and the other one, I mean, after about 6 months, he had it removed. It was so bad. So, anyhow, hopefully that'll work out for you. You let me know how that goes. So, hey, how does this new radio sound?
Sounds real good. You got, you know, good audio, and you got a good signal into the repeater. As far as I can tell, it's kind of hard to give you a real good report, because there's just this whole drive on Edwards Road is just, noisy, but it's on the receive end, not the transmitting end.
Chief.
And Jerry? Yeah, that crackle you hear in there, Dave, that fried egg and crackle is, that's just the base of the repeater.
Mercy, morning, David. Steve, I want to mention, you got a 400, right? I want to tell you, there's a Fusion, there's a Jesus System Fusion repeater that's got Wires X, and right here in Anderson now. I don't know if you can hit it or not from here. It's on top of the Van Med Hospital. There's also one in Oconee on Sassafras Mountain. And the one here, they're going to set it up with Wires X some point in time. That means you can do, get rooms and stuff. It's a whole different system. But you ought to try that. They had one in Spartanburg for a while, but I don't think it's operating right now. But anyway, David, good to hear you on, too. Hope you get your situation straightened out. They started giving me Singulair to help my nasal stuff, and it's helped me out a lot more than anything else has. And I've avoided taking steroids for a while now, too, so I'm still not where I ought to be on that, but the rest of me is doing not bad at all. Go ahead. I guess David picks it up.
Jerry, I wish I understood all that you just said, but I didn't. But yeah, that's okay. I heard you talking about the repeater on Sassafras. I think I've got that programmed into my radio here. I'm not sure about the other one. And, but anyway. But, I can hear 519 as well as I do 6-1 most days. And, that used to not be. But anyway, part of it may be my antenna. I mean, it was an expensive antenna, but it's kind of funky looking, and it's only 9 inches tall, and it's a cylinder, and I don't know. I guess if it's on a MNO mount, it screws on that mount. And it goes up 9 inches, and that's really all I can use on this 4Runner. And it gets the best transmitting and reception. So that's why I got it. And it fits in the garage. I don't have to take it down to get in the garage. Go ahead, Steve.
That sounds like a good antenna. I need to get the info on that thing, and because I got to figure out how to put an antenna in my Corvette. There ain't no metal in a Corvette, and I sure ain't going to stick nothing on the outside of the body because it's just all plastic. But, yeah, this radio I got, Dave, is a FTM-400 XDR. And Fusion and Wires is kind of like DMR, except it's Jesus' version of DMR. And, Jerry, I got to read up on that. I don't know enough about it to sound stupid. So I got to read up on the Fusion, and if it works out, yeah, I'm gonna try to get into that. And hopefully there's somebody with a Fusion repeater over my way. I'm up in Inman, South Carolina. Go ahead.
DJC Friday. Well, there's one on Sassafras Mountain. It's a new one. It's a 440 machine. They and is the one in Rock Hill, the one in Rock Hill is down right now because they had their club had a terrible storm over there when that tornado thing came through and tore all the towers down. The one in Blacksburg, Whitaker Mountain, too. The one in Spartburg was probably the best one, but it's not on there now. But yeah, you just set it up to you don't have to do anything. You just set it up to that digital mode, and it gives you digital mode. But the thing about fusion repeaters is that most of them are set up analog and digital. So if you're going in on digital, it goes out on digital and analog. And I don't know, I'm not sure about vice versa, but I think it does. And they just got this one in Anderson put up not long ago, but it doesn't have the WireZX software yet. They're going to put it in a couple of weeks. That's one of those deals where it's kind of like you use rooms instead of like talk groups or whatever it is, like DMR does, or reflectors like D-Star does. But you might be able to get into that one in Blacksburg. I don't know, because I don't know how tall Whitaker Mountain is. But if you can get into that 7.9 machine on Sassafras Mountain, because that's where this 440 is now. But I don't know how much power he's running. And I got an FCM 300. I got to get it set back up again for a fusion. And I'm gonna set me up a WireZX node here, you know, since I use mine as a base, Steve, I don't put it in the car. And you mentioned your Corvette, by the way. Diamond antenna makes a half wave antenna that you can stick on glass now. They made it for a while now, but it's a half wave that does not require a ground plane, which means that, you know, cars that don't have metal bodies, or you don't have to have it, you don't have to worry about the ground plane. And one of my friends used one on on a couple of his cars, and it works great. He sounds them. I mean, I can, you know, he's in Tennessee, and when he comes to this area, he has no problem hitting the 6.1 machine from 60 miles away or so, running 25 watts. But that's something you might ought to look into, because it's a stick-on, and you can put up just about anything. I mean, you know, it's kind of tall. It's about 40 inches tall, something like that. I'm not real familiar with it. Or compact antenna. I think DX Engineering sells them. And I've heard good things about those, too. It seems amazing.
Repeater, sign out, exit. Repeater, sign out, clear.
Hey, Jerry, I think you talked it down, but we got most of that. Let me see if I got it. KB4CBA. I'm at the sports club, so I'm going to jump out of here and, I'll just keep talking radios and antennas. I tell you, the one I have is the second one you mentioned, Jerry, I believe. I never can remember the name of it, but anyway. But between it and the mount, you know, has where I have it on the hatch, on the back of the 4Runner, I had to have a mount that would adjust two different ways. And it was not cheap. So by the time I paid for that and paid for the antenna, I think I spent about $175, $200. But, you know, it works, and so I'm happy. But anyway, y'all have a good day, and I'm going to go out here and hit a blue yellow ball. Hopefully, I'll be able to hit it. So I'll say 73s, and y'all have a good one. Go ahead and pick it up, Jerry, KB4CBA.
Before you go, Dave, how tall is that little antenna? And would it work on a mag mount?
It's 9 inches tall. I do not know if it would work on a mag mount or not. I just don't know.
Put anything on the outside of the body of this Corvette. So I'm thinking if I put a cookie sheet and a mag mount and that short antenna inside the trunk, that ought to work pretty good. What do you think, Jerry? And you have a good one, Dave. Hit them straight.
73. It might work. I don't know. I can see that other one I was talking about is actually mounts on the glass. But it is tall. It's about 40 inches tall. But it's a halfway, so it doesn't need a ground plane. The other one, look at DX Engineer sells that thing. I think they call it a compact antenna or something like that. But DX Engineer sells it. You can see it on their website, I think. But yeah, that Fusion is kind of, it can get complicated, but it's not like using a hotspot. You can, excuse me, you can plug in one of the Fusion radios. Doesn't matter what's a 991 or whatever it is. You can plug in a Fusion radio with one of their special cables and run it off your computer. And has all kind of where you can search the rooms and that sort of thing. It's a fairly complicated thing, but it does not. The thing about Fusion is a lot of people use it on hotspots. C4FM, it does not work well on hotspots because it's not the same as working directly through a Fusion repeater or through the WireZX on the computer at all. It's not as versatile at all. I mean, because you're basically looking at something that just it converts it to. It's hard to describe. It's basically like some of these reflectors that you use on the hot spots for Fusion. It's got some type of conversion thing that converts the signal. They don't sound as good as they do on a strictly, you know, straight from a Fusion repeater or a WireZX.
And with this 400, I should have everything I need just to get straight into the system, shouldn't I?
You got a repeater in nearby. You just set up that repeater frequency and set up the. I think there's a couple things you need to set up. Just look through the manual. There's a couple receive and transmit things you need to set up on there because it's like a. And some of those things have codes, kind of tone codes on them. And I think 000 receive and transmit is kind of an open type code. And that will allow 00. On transmitters, that allows you to get into just about anything. Some of them have specific codes for specific rooms, but if you get on a Fusion repeater, it's set up for the. I think the 400 is like the 300. You set it up for the frequency, the repeater shift, and set it up so it says. I think it says DN on the top right somewhere in there instead of FM. And that's like the digital node, and you'll get right in it. But the WireZX thing is more complicated. At least it is to me. That's where they you connect to within the repeater. And the repeater basically goes on the internet, like they do on some of the DMR stuff. But it's not a bad system. It sounds better. I mean, I like V-Star a lot. It sounds a little bit better to me than V-Star does. It's got a little bit wider signal, and. People hotspots have cross mode into it and that sort of thing. Just some of those signals sound terrible.
Well, listen, have you been able to hit 14513?
I don't have it programmed in my radio. I don't even know.
It's in repeater book, but it's on the South Carolina Heart Net, and it's up on top of Caesar's Head. And I tell you what, I'm going over to it right now to see if I can hit it. See if I can pick up a buddy of mine. But go on to Google up South Carolina Heart Net and see if you can find that 14513 repeater because they link it up with South Carolina Heart on weekends. And man, I can talk to Myrtle Beach, Charleston, anywhere in the state. And anyhow, I'm over here. I am just north of Easley on Highway 8, coming down from Highway 11. And I'm going to see if I can't hit that repeater all the way over here.
Does it have a tone? It's not listed in the repeater book, I noticed. Does it have a tone?
It does. So look it up on the computer, on Google, on the South Carolina Park Net. And it's listed there.
Do that right now.
Jerry, and listen, you're starting to break up real bad on my end, and I imagine I'm getting rough on your end, too, on the 610. So I'm going to drop on off of here, buddy, and I will talk to you again soon if I don't see you over on the 14513. All right, so KN4VWA, I'll be clear out to your finals.
Now, I'm going to look at it and see if I can't get it programmed in real quick. I'll give you a shout over there if I can get into it.
Roger, sounds good, bud. I'll talk to you. K4, VWA, clear.